Hello, and you're very welcome to the Marine Times podcast on the Weekender, where our guest this week is Alex Crowley, General Secretary of the National Inshore Fishermen's Association, and we're discussing two issues. One is that NIFA is one of the 15 fishing and environmental organizations who've come together to call on the Minister for the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue, to reinstate the prohibition barring trawlers over 18 metres from fishing within 6 nautical miles of the coastline. That ban was overturned by a High Court decision. And we're also talking about the issue of seals and fishing, the alleged depredation that they cause on catches, the suggestion that fishermen wanted to shoot seals. Alex Crowley says that fishermen have for years been frustrated by lack of determined government response to the problems they find caused to their catches by seals. He says that fishermen have been offered what are unreasonable and impossible solutions, and he says the government must do more. So, the first questions I put to Alex Crowley were in relation to the ban, and the restoration of the ban on the larger trawlers, that's over 18 metres, from fishing within 6 miles of the coastline.
Oh, this has been trashed out before and everything. All the responses to the public consultation, they're all up on the department website for anybody that wants to read them. The arguments have already been made. It is an important thing for the inshore sector. I mean, if you go through the various responses, you'll see that inshore fishermen that just said that they just can't compete with larger trawlers fishing inside in the bays. So that's why they spoke out during the consultation.
Is it fair to say that this is perhaps bigger to the inshore sector than the Brexit is to larger trawlers?
I think it would be, Tom, yeah, in terms of access to fisheries resources or access to waters. So as I said, the inshore fleet is, in general, doesn't fish in UK waters, and it's highly dependent, in many cases exclusively dependent, on access to the 6 miles. So I think in terms of access to fishery resources and access to waters, it would be bigger than Brexit, but of course Brexit is a threat to the inshore sector in terms of access to trade and route to market and those kind of things. Obviously, I don't want to understate the impact of Brexit, but in the context of access to fisheries, resources and waters where we fish, it would be.
There's one other point to mention with you, Alex. You're writing in the November edition of the Marine Times about the issue of seals, and particularly the way that the fishermen's situation has been reported, which you're saying it needs to be better understood what your situation is. So what is that situation?
Fishermen have been complaining about seals for decades now. The biggest complaint that they have is seals eating fish that are already caught in the net. Rarely, very few fishermen would blame seals for overfishing. British fishermen will blame seals for eating fish. Whales and dolphins eat fish, but I've never heard a fisherman complaining about whales or dolphins are looking for culls. But I suppose, fishermen have been trying to raise this issue for decades now, and they really haven't. I don't think they've ever been taken seriously. I think they've been vilified for doing so. And what they've been saying necessarily hasn't been always kind of reported accurately. But that in turn then has led to a huge level of frustration, I think, over time. That frustration has manifested into calls for culls and so on and so forth. But, I mean, that's the situation. We have an issue where some of our kind of traditional, probably more sustainable fisheries, like fishing with hooks and lines and small static nets, they're not really financially viable anymore, because when the fishermen go out and when they put their nets or their hooks in the water, most of the fish that they actually catch is damaged by the seals before they can get it back into the boat. And I think the government really needs to take the issue seriously, because we've had a situation for the last decade, really, where the only option that was kind of put forward for fishermen was that they would go away and apply for a Section 42, I think it's called, a permit to shoot the seals themselves, which, I mean, I don't think many of them wanted to do that, because very few actually applied. But irrespective, these permits weren't being issued. There were zero permits issued in over 10 years. So the solution that was being offered to fishermen was actually a non-solution. So, that in turn has only led to more frustration. So I think really, if the government is serious about supporting sustainable fisheries, supporting the inshore sector. They need to start, I think the onus is on them now to put some policy options forward on this issue. What is acceptable? What is a possible solution to this? I don't have the answer to this, unfortunately. I don't know what the answer is, but I think the onus is on the government to start looking at possible solutions and possible answers.
I don't imagine, however, from what I know of inshore fishermen, and I've talked to many over the years who have expressed the frustration that you've expressed, but it's such an emotional subject. I can't imagine fishermen wanting a free-for-all to shoot seals.
No, I mean, I've never had any, no fishermen have come forward to me either and never said that they want to, you know, wipe out the seal population or annihilate it, as I said. In general, they don't really have an issue with seals. The issue is when the seals start eating the fish that they've already caught in their net. And I mean, again, even in that last, the media piece that we referred to in the November issue of the Marine Times, the issue in question was about a pilot project to assess the suitability of issuing these permits to fishermen. And, you know, it got translated into the mainstream media very quickly into, you know, a mass cull, and fishermen were looking for a mass cull. And I suppose this has been going on for years, where what fishermen say isn't necessarily listened to properly and necessarily recorded properly. And again, that has just led to further frustration, really.
I've even known, in terms of when seals were being rescued, that fishermen came to the aid of organisations by providing fish. So there are obviously contradictions.
There is. I mean, look, I mean, you'll see plenty of videos on social media where you see fishermen feeding seals inside and harbours and things like that. And, you know, as I said, in general, fishermen don't have an issue with seals for eating fish. As I said, fishermen don't have an issue with whales and dolphins for eating fish. The problem is that a couple of our traditional, more sustainable fisheries aren't really viable anymore. And I think we need to start constructively looking at solutions to them. I don't necessarily have any off the top of my head, but I think the issue does need to be given serious consideration. A situation where a non-solution was being offered to fishermen for over a decade, that certainly isn't acceptable anymore.